Shavuot Tov world. Today's daf on this 28th day of Sefirat HaOmer is in Masechet Shavuot is daf 9, brought to you from not Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh this time, but from Tzur Hadassah in the Horim of Yehuda around Yerushalayim. And best regards from your daughter, who is downstairs, probably coming up to hear this. She's been listening to the different Gemaras all day, Akiva. So we had a lot of fun with her. And we're ready to continue. So I'm sitting here in a lone spot today. So says the Gemara, up until now, so we're holding on with Daftet, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, remember that we said in the Mishnah that the Sarah Chitzain is mechaper on ein ba yedia betchila v'yesh ba yedia b'sol. That was what was left, because it's a carbon that can never come lidei chatat, but we had compared it to the other seir, milvad, as it said, milvad, the seir of the Kippurim, and therefore they both are coming to be mechaper on something that has to do with a yedia in a tumas migash v'kedesha. However, there, one of them is for the soya that was nasa. We're talking about machutz, that's machaper, where it can never come to a carb, because it's yesh by yedia, ein by yedia, but still yesh by yedia b'sof. Now, the problem is, and we're going to see later on, Aliba Rabbi Shmuel Shita, Rabbi Shmuel Shita says later that ein by yedia b'tchila, but yesh by yedia b'sof is actually chayav in a carbon all over Yorek. Now, if that's the case, if he's chayav in a carbon all over Yored, then we don't have this extra carbon. And according to him, what would the Seirah Nazeh B'chutz, what's it for? Amai Mechaper? Answers the Gemara, the Seirah Nazeh B'chutz, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we'll have to say, is Mechaper al she'en ba'idiyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. Because we already have the kapar of the Echatas Oila V'yered, that's Mechaper on any idea at all. Whether the idea was B'tchila, not B'sof, the idea was B'sof, not B'tchila, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Oila V'yered is Mechaper. And so according to him, the Seirah Nazeh B'chutz is Mechaper on no idea whatsoever. Problem is that we know that there's another carbon that's supposed to be Mechaper, that Kapara. And that is the Sawyer Harigolim, and the Sawyer of Rosh Chodashim is Bechaper. So the Mishnah said that if there's no Yediyah, lo betchila v'lo b'sof, what's Bechaper? The Seir Rosh Chodesh and the Seir Harigolim. So why in the world would we have two Kaporas, one of which was coming from the Sawyer Hanaseh Bechutz, and one of which is coming from the Seir Rosh Chodashim, the Seir Harigolim? So how do you explain that? Hi, Seirei HaRegolim, Seirei Rosh Chodeshim Mechabrim. Answers the Gemara, we will have to say, is that according to Rabbi Yishmael, we go like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, remember we said that all of the various karbonos of the Seirim are compared to each other, not including the Seir Nasa Bifnim, but the Seirim, the Nasa Bechutz. So then, that includes all of the Seirim that are brought on the Moadi, and the Seir Rosh Chodesh, and the Seir, of course, that is the Musaf of Yom Kippurim, which we've been calling the Seir HaNaseh B'chutz, all of those are Mechaper the same thing, and therefore it's not a problem. So you can't ask why we would have two separate Korbanos, because anyway, we're going to see how we darshan Rabbi Meir Shita, that all of these are interrelated. The problem is that the whole way that we had figured out, remember that the Seir HaNaseh B'chutz and the Seir HaNaseh B'fnim are interrelated in the sense that both of them are dealing with Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshah in different ways. But those two ways, we said, since it said in the Pasuk, Milvat Chatata Kippurim, so that taught us that those two Seirim are related. And how did we define the relationship? They both are talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshah, and they're both talking about Yediyah. One is talking about Yediyah B'tchila, and one is talking about Yediyah B'sof. But now, according to Rabbi Yishmael, there's no point in mentioning that, because the fact is that neither of them are going to be Mechaper, that Kapora, that the carbon oil of the Yared is Mechaper, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, you don't need a yediyah betchila. So we no longer need to learn out from milvat chatat kippurim that the Zohar that is naaseh b'chutz is mechapra on the same type of thing that will never come lidei korban. According to him, it will come lidei korban. The whole thing is completely meaningless. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, can you explain to me l'may hilchot ha'yizkei shchitzah mepnimi? So what was the point of saying milvat chatat kippurim? Ah, that's to tell me something else. That's to tell me that in the same way that we know that the Seira Pnimi is Eino Mechaper B'Sha'ar Averot. So remember, we learned that there's no way that the Seir that was Nazet Bifnim would be Mechaper on a lack of Yediyah on any other Avera. Because remember, we had specifically learned out from the Pasuk that this is a unique kapora, and it cannot be duplicated. It's only mechaper on that one thing. Thomas Begdish v'Gedarsha. So therefore, it's coming to tell me that I would have thought that if you're bringing the Sar Nasa B'chutz, that would be mechaper on perhaps all of theirs that you don't know about. So the Torah defined one particular carbon that would be mechaper on any avera without yediyah. Kamash Balan, no. Even the Sarachitzain is only Mechaper Tumas Mingdash Vikadeshav and is not Mechaper any other Avera, even though that would be included. Now, I just got a reinforcement from the BBs, okay? So don't start up with me. And here's Yakira right here, Hakiva. She's right here bringing me additional boosts. So there's no way that Gabi's going to win out tonight. Okay, so.
That does not nechshav the Rebbe just drank. They're holding the boost can.
Oh boy. What didn't you know? My nemesis.
Let me give him the global check.
Next thing we learned in Mishnah was that kol shein by yediyah b'tchila v'lo b'sov sireh regavim v'sireh or shein chadashim v'chaprim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So where there's absolutely no yediyah, so there we said that ein al-chinami, we have that korban that's coming for that would be any type of the seirim other than the seir of Yom HaKippurim. But other than the seir of Yom HaKippurim, which is the musaf Yom HaKippur, the seir of any other musaf, actually would be mechaper, and therefore, whether it's Rosh Chodesh, or whether it's Pesach, or whether it's Shavuos, or whether it's Sukkot, all of those Seirim would be mechaper on zero Yediyah. Omer Yehuda Mishmo, how does Reb Yehuda know that? My time of the Reb Yehuda. Omer Kro, since on Rosh Chodesh, it says Beferish, that famous, beautiful drasha we're going to talk about in a moment, of this is the only place in Kol HaTorah Kula that it says Seir Zimachad V'Chatat and adds the word La Hashem. But the Chatas is coming, whatever that means. I mean, we thought it meant for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to ask that for a moment, which of course is Nogea, the Kiddush Levana tonight, remember? And that's basically big basic in this. But we want to be Dorish it differently. We want to say that the reason it says Chatat La Hashem is a reference to Chet She'in Makir Bo El Hashem. So it's La Hashem. Those Chata'im, which nobody knows about, which means Ein Yediyah at all, L'Betchila V'L'Besof, that is coming from this particular Sawyer, the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh. In a minute, Kamar is going to ask, okay, but that's only the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh. I mean, well, how do we know the Seirim of the various Besofim are the same? We'll see that in a moment. But let's first figure out how we're able to use that La Hashem for this purpose. Because I thought that was the beautiful drasha that Rish Lakish makes. The Omer Rish Lakish, Manishtana Sasha Rosh Chodesh Nemar Bo La Hashem. Why, in fact, is this the only place in the Torah that we have the Yichud to Hashem? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Seir Zeh Yehi Kapara Alay Shem Yatati Yat HaYoreach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, since I was unable to be Mephias the Levana, and it's on the surface, it's very unfair. The fact that the Levana said something true, Hashemarti Devar Hagun, you tell me I have to be Lech, it seems that there's some basic problem in my separations. And in fact, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, look, I may be God, but I can't get around that problem. And therefore, I'll need a Kapora, which of course is the existential problem of that if something is supposed to be independent and aware, then by definition, it has to be mamayat itself. That's the problem. So the more awareness it has, it doesn't matter. Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. What am I going to say? Life is unfair. Exactly. There's nothing to say about it. But for that, I definitely need to bring a kapora, because that's what allows things to function, even though there is no choice in the matter, right? That's why on Rosh Hashanah, we don't mention it at all. We don't talk about it. That's why, according to some of the Rishonim, that it's called Bekesel Yom Chagenu. Why is Rosh Hashanah Bekesel Yom Chagenu? Because the Soyer Shel Rosh Chodesh isn't mentioned. It's covered. And we don't say Milvad the Soyer Rosh Chodesh. So why is it that we don't indeed? Because that's the day in which we run into exactly the same problem as the Levana does. And if there's going to be a creation, the only way it's going to work, this is the day, Ayom Arat Olam, we know the only way it's going to work is to accept the fact that if you were God, you couldn't do any better. So that's basically it. Okay, so therefore, I see we've got some wry smiles over here from Naftali, who looks like the truck ran over him over Shabbos, but we hope he'll be okay. Alrighty. Anyways, but didn't we need the drasha for Lashem? Didn't we need that for Reish Lakish? So how are we using now the Lashem to mean a chait that only Hashem knows about? That's what it's b'chaper on. So how do you explain that? Because look, Imkain, if the pasuk was only coming to tell me Reish Lakish is drasha, so then Lema Kra Al Hashem. Why does it say La Hashem, right? Say this is a kapara for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We say La Hashem, it means something that would be known to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so maybe that's all that it means. I mean, if it doesn't use the word Al Hashem, how do we know that Reish Lakish is right at all? So perhaps that's the whole point. The La Hashem is to what we said. Eini yodea bo Al Hashem, and amaki bo Al Hashem. But so then if that's the case, who tells you that Reish Lakish would have the right to make this other drasha? No. See, because if it only came to tell me that, so then if it would be the idea that was saying that La Hashem is coming for that, it could say Chatat Hashem. That would be the idea of a chat of the chet of Hashem. And the Hashem, the La Hashem, is that it's also coming on the things that we don't know about. So we know both. It's coming. It's Hashem's Chatat. And it's also the chatat for that which is known only to Hashem. Shema min atarte. Ask the Gemara, okay, now I understand that, but how do I know that the Soyer of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper only on this? Maybe it would be mechaper afilu b'sha'ar averot, and maybe there's this special korban. There's a korban for any chait that no one knows about, that the person can't do anything about, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us B'chazdei, the Soyer of Rosh Chodesh, to be mechaper on any avera whatsoever that a person was unable to do teshuva on because he didn't know about it, not b'tchila, not b'sof, for maybe it means everything like that. So afilu b'sha'ar averot, Tana d'Amar Rabbi Yishmael, you can't say that. So that's because, I'll tell you why, the fact is that we have a very special Soyer that's brought, which is, of course, the Soyer we've been talking about the whole time, and that is the Soyer Achitzain, which is the Soyer Nasa B'chutz that we've been talking about all along of Yom Kippur. Now, we learned out that that Soyer is Eino Mechaper Ela Tumas Mikdash V'Kidosha. We learned right before that the idea over here on that particular Soyer Nasa B'chutz, it is the Hekesh that we had, we just read, of Milvad Chatat HaKippurim, which teaches us there is no other Kapara, the Achas, it's for that purpose and for that purpose only. So just like the Musaf of Yom HaKippurim is coming only for this particular purpose of the Mikdash V'Kedeshav, so too Rosh Chodesh, even though it would be nice to believe that we have a korban that would take care of any avera that nobody knows about, but because of the similarity, ma matzino. So just like ma zeh mechaper, eino mechaper ela tumas mikdash v'kedeshav in the Soyer HaPnimi of Rosh of Yom Kippur, av zeh the Soyer HaChitzein of the Soyer Nasa B'chutz, and because of the hekesh to the Soyer HaPnimi, av zeh, so that would mean that Rosh Chodesh is the same and it's kavua, and therefore it's in makaper elotum is mikdash v'kedosha. All right, beautiful. You now prove to me the first part of your contention, and that is that when it comes to the soya rosh chodesh, the Torah is merames with the word l'Hashem, that there's a special korban brought for that which einu yodea bo ela Hashem bilvad. But that's only the soya rosh chodesh. There's no other soya that it ever says l'Hashem on. So what makes you say that the Seirei Regalim are going to be the same as the soya of Rosh Chodesh? Ashkechan Seirei Rosh Chodeshim, Seirei Regalim inovam, v'chi teim. Now maybe you'll try to tell me, well, it's basically the same drasha. I mean, what did we say before? We said that since they come, bizman kavua. I mean, that's what we said about Rosh Chodesh. We said, if the Rosh Chodesh is by bizman kavua, then it's probably similar to the Seir of Yom Kippur, which is by bizman kavua. They're both Seirim of Musafim. And we know about the Seir of Yom Kippur, that it's coming for this particular type of kapara. So it just figures. We made a mamatzino. But that's true of the Seirei Aragon too. It's exactly the same mamatzino. They all come bizman kavua, and they're all Seirim. They're all Seirim of the Musafim. So we should just say the same mamatzino. It's very reasonable that they would have the same type of kapara. That's what Rabbi Shmuel said. Now, why are we changing that? Why are you asking me now as if we're running into some new problem? Same problem. We answer the problem. No, because there's a big difference between the two. Ikal HaMifrach, you could always say like this. Look, where are you going to learn it from? You're going to learn it out of Rosh Chodesh. You can't learn it out of Rosh Chodesh, because maybe the Seir Shel Rosh Chodesh is very different. It's able to be mechaper even on Tumas Mikdash LeKedusha. Why? Because it's brought every single month. That way you know that every year you have 12 or 13 of these Seirim. That's called Tadir. It's greater Tadirut. So it's brought on a more standard. What's the word for Tadir? I forgot in English.
Regular. Huh? Regular.
No, in English.
Regular.
Regular. Regular. Oh, that's... Sorry.
It's a type of English from
American, right. All righty. It's not exactly the word, but fine. All right. Yeah, so it comes with greater regularity. Because of that, it is maybe able to be mechaper. But, I mean, the others, the Seirei HaRegalim, they're not with the same tidirut at all. They don't come with that same frequency that it comes. If you want to try to learn it from Yom Kippur, you could say, well, there's a basic difference. How can you learn from Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the whole, like, kapora on everything. Like, wow. You know, of course Yom Kippur has the power to be besaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedosha. But, I mean, that doesn't mean that other Seirim that may be Musafim, but the Musafim of, like, not Yom Tovim that have the power of Yom Kippur. But I don't understand. Didn't you just say that we learned out from Yom Kippur? You said it makes sense, that if it's kavua, that's what you said we learned at Rosh Chodesh. Shavachi tema, you're going to ask me, well, didn't I just do exactly like that? Hagam rinan, the story of Rosh Chodesh, I just learned out from Yom Kippur. You never asked me that. Now, all of a sudden, you're asking me, no, you can't learn it from Yom Kippur. Why didn't you ask me that before? When I said I'm learning out Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur, you didn't tell me it's because, well, maybe that's because Yom Kippur has a greater power of kapara. You didn't say that. Yes. Of course, I didn't say that. It's a different situation. Because, look, when the kapara is spoken out, which is the only place it's spoken out, is this particular Rosh Chodesh, where it says, L'Hashem, and so on, right? So it says, Beferish, it's coming for that kapara that has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge of it, and so on. So then, okay, you want to know, but which one? Which Avera? Okay, so Yom Kippur is able to be a Giloy Milta. It's just basically allowing us to understand what is the most reasonable application of what the Pusik already told us. But when it comes to the Seirim, you have to start from scratch. You're going to learn the whole idea of the Kapara on something that any Odeh about so on from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not a proper basis for learning out to other Seirim for other Yom Tovim. Obviously, anybody will tell you right off Hakiru of Yom Kippur. The whole idea of Yom Kippur is that it's Mechaper and all of the Avinas of B'nai Yisrael and so on. So, of course, it makes sense that over there it would be a kapora on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshim. It would have that power. And therefore, okay, that's probably what it's referring to with Rosh Chodesh as well. But how can you tell me that, what, like a korban that I bring in a musaf on Pesach? But that's coming to me, kapora and so, I mean, how do you know that? That's my question. So there, it's called a gilui milta be'alma. You're just allowing us to understand which particular chet we're talking about. But when you're talking about Sirei Aragoim, there you're going to say that what? We're going to learn out everything from Yom Kippur? I'm asking you, what gives you the right to learn out the whole idea from Yom Kippur to a Sawyer that has no connection to the type of kapara that we're talking about at all? I don't know. Maybe it can't be mechaper on something that's like yivkaris. Maybe it's like a kapara for other types of averis. Ella, so how do I know it? Later on in the Gemara, we're going to see that Reb Chama ben Rabbi Chanina explains Rabbi Meir's Shita. And remember, Rabbi Meir's Shita was, we learn out all of the Seirim one from the other. And therefore, they're all mechaper, the same kapar, all of these that are done b'chut. So he explains, how does Rabbi Meir get that idea? Because if you take a look in the Parsha of the Musafin, right? So we start off with the Sefer Shel Rosh Chodesh. Then we go on to the Seder of Pesach and the Seder of Shavuos. We go through the year. Okay, so we talk about Rosh Hashanah, we talk about Yom Kippur. Now, the problem is that it doesn't say Lashem on them. But it does have an unnecessary vav. Usi'ir echad, right? That does not ring a bell. Usi'ir echad chatat, fine. So that usi'ir, why usi'ir? Si'ir echad chatat. The Usa'ir, the Vav, connects all of those Se'irim to what appears to be a long line of Se'irim. Now, later the Gemara is going to make it clear it's not really about being a long line of Se'irim. But right now, that's what we think. So all of the Se'irim connect back ultimately to the Sefer Shel Rosh Chodesh, and therefore everything is hunky-dory. Now, later on, we'll point out the obvious problems in this, and that is it doesn't say Usa'ir on everything. There's missing one, so that breaks the chain, and we've got another problem that ain't lamedim lamad min alamad. Okay, we'll get to that when we start talking about the issues of Rabbi Meir. Right now, we know that whatever it is, Rabbi Meir definitely compares all the serum to each other, right? Okay, so however he manages to do that, that's exactly what we're going to do over here. We're going to say, according to Rabbi Shimon, that whatever it is that we know about the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh, we're going to end up knowing about all the Seirim in the same way that Rabbi Meir knows about all the Seirim. So, Hachinami, this is what Rabbi Yehuda would be saying. I also understand. Seir could have said, instead it says U-Seir, and that means that all of the Seir Regalim that have that extra vav are compared to the Seir HaRosh Chodesh. And that tells me, just like the Seirim of Rosh Chodesh, Eina B'chaprim, Ella al this particular avera of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedosha, she'en ba yidiya lo b'tchila v'lo b'sov. So to this Sirei Aragoim are coming and inu mechaprim, ella al she'en ba yidiya lo b'tchila v'lo b'sov. Now, the only thing that isn't quite clear, when you say that there's no yidiya b'sov, does that mean that there's currently no yidiya b'sov? It's just a logistical question? Or are we talking about a deeper definition? That ein ba yediya b'sof means there cannot be a yediya b'sof, which is often the way when we talk about something that's just dependent on logistical circumstances, then it wouldn't be a fundamental definition of what the korban is being brought for, right? So that's what I'd like to know. When Rabbi Yehuda said this deal, you know, that the Sirei Regalim Rosh Chodesh are only mechaper, on she'ein ba yediya lo b'tchila lo b'sof, does that mean that it is impossible that there would be every idea, meaning nobody knows about it? So maybe that's what it's talking about. Hanimili, a chait that cannot be known. It's a chait she'ain sofer livada. But how about if it was a chait that people know? He doesn't know. He didn't realize he became tamei. A neighbor had seen that he had become tamei, saw him walking into the Beis HaMikdash, lost track of him, lost sight of him. But he knows. I mean, maybe 3 months later, he'll tell him. It's certainly possible that one day he'll find out if somebody else knows about it. So maybe that's not included, because you can't say that only Hashem knows about that chet. I mean, only Hashem knows about it for now, but the guy himself may end up knowing about it. So is that mean that a chet, avo chet, so fully vada, something that could be found out, then for all intents and purposes, we view that as Kabishi Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Sof Tami. That is the same as Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Sof, in which case it would be the Soyer HaNasa B'Chutz together with Yom Kippur. That is what is Mechaper for that. Odilma, maybe we mean exactly what it says. Afilu Chet Shesofo Livada. The important issue is, would only be, right now, does he know about it? The fact that he can know about it is irrelevant. So how do you do that? Maybe Afilu Chet Shesofo Livada, but Hashtamiyat, Chet Sheino Makir Bo Ela Hashem Karina Ben. It is a Chet that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about. In practical terms. And says the Gemara, fortunately, Rabbi Yehuda himself spelled out what he holds about that issue. Toshma, the Tanya, al she'ein ba yediya lo betchila, the lo besof, including even a chet shesofo livada, that it is possible to know it, that is still considered to be eino makir bo ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's the Si'irei HaRegalim, and the Si'irei Roshei Chodashim, that are mechaper, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda himself was mevar that suffix. Now, the Rabbi Shimon, he disagreed. He said, now, wait a minute. I agree with you that when it comes to the Si'irei HaRegalim, yes, it's absolutely correct. They are mechaperim, al she'in ba yediya lo betchila velo besof. But Dafka, what Rabbi Yehuda was learning, which was the whole mocker of the Limud, was from the Sawyer of Rosh HaKadoshim, that's the one Sawyer of the Musafim that is not Mechaper on Ein Ba Yediyah Lo Betchila Velo Besof. And instead, Almahe Mechaprim is something totally different. A person who is Tahar, who eats Basar Kodesh, that is Tameh, which is not even an Isser Karet, and it's still, however, Tumas Megish V'Kadoshim in the broadest sense, that's what it's coming to be Mechaper. Whoa, that's like completely different approach, right? It's almost like backwards, because, I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole thing was learned from the Si'irei HaRegalim. That was the Si'irei Rosh HaKadosh. That was a given. And the Si'irei HaRegalim was our problem. Is that Mechaper on Tumas Megish V'Kadosh? And Rabbi Shimon says, no, Dafka, it's the Si'irei Rosh HaKadosh that are not Mechaper on that, and they're Mechaper for Torah Shalchus HaKodesh. Where does he come from? Omer Rabbi Lezer, Omer Rabbi Oshaya, where did Rabbi Shimon get this idea from? My time at the Rabbi Shimon, that the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper on a Torah She'achas HaTameh, which will force us to revisit the whole question of, okay, so how do we know the other Se'irim are Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshah? So says Rebbe Lezer that Rebbe Shaya explained that the reason that Rebbe Shimon says that is because of a beautiful argument between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, in which Moshe pretends to be yelling at Aaron's children, but he was actually upset about why it was that the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh on Shmini Lemiluim, of all crazy things, Dafka the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh on the day, I mean, this was like the day of Shmini Lemiluim, the big Rosh Chodesh, that's the Sawyer that it was not eaten by the Kayanim and it was became Tomei, and so like the Machlokas of the Gemara, that it was Nifsa. So what does Moshe say to them? How could this have happened? My gosh! HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you guys this particular korban, and the idea was you were supposed to eat it, and HaKohanim Ochlim, and HaBalim Mischaprim, and you didn't eat it? And you let it come L'day Psu? How is such a thing explainable? Now, Rabbi Shimon says, okay, but note the word Avon HaEda. Now, that word also appears in the story of the Tzitz. Vayal Metzach Aharon, Venasa Aaron et Avon Akodashi, right? So that means if we have a Gzereshava of the Avon of the Rosh Chodesh, and it's compared to the Avon of the Tzitz, so then that teaches me. We know that the case of the Tzitz is not referring to a Kohen who is Tamei, it's referring to the Korban, because it says specifically that it's Mechaper on the Kodashim, not on the Kohen. So it's Mechaper on the Olim, on the Mizbeach. They became Tamei, and normally you would say, okay, so then the carbon is possible, you're going to have to bring another carbon. If the Tzitz is around, then or machlokas, according to his wearing a tzitzit, you know, bein al mitzvah, bein al mitzvah, whatever. But if there's a tzitzit mechaper, you do not bring another carbon, and you were yotze with that carbon tamei, which is basically kachim tamei. So if the tzitz is talking about the items that are tamei, not the coin that's tamei, so then that would mean that the sayer of Rosh Chodesh that has the same avonaida attached to it is also talking about not a problem of the coin's tuma, but rather a problem of the kachim's tuma, which in this case would be basar, and would be a person who is tahar who ate basar that was tamei. That's Rabbi Shimon's svara. So afkan, meaning Rabban Rosh Chodesh, we're talking about tuma basar. Now, if you'll tell me, but, I mean, wait a minute, the tzitz is not mechaper on a chet at all. It makes the korban kosher. So what do you mean? The person who sinned by eating the basar kodesh tamei, that's about the person. And here, it's beferish, not about the person, it's al ha'olim. It's only metame on the korban that we're coming up. So then that would mean that the sawyer would be mechaper over here, would be specifically afkan, should not be a kapor in the Torah sholach ha'satame. It would be mechaper the same thing, that if there's a problem in a korban, so then if you bring the sawyer shel Rosh Chodesh, that allows a korban that has would have otherwise become nifsal to be kosher. So afkan, it would mean oilin. Ah, no, you see, there's a big difference. Take a look at the way Avon appears in the two different references to Avon. There's a tremendous difference between what it says about the tzitz, because there it says, Venasa Aronet Avon HaKodashim. Mashenkin, when we were talking about Rosh Chodesh, Vota, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Natan Lachem Laset Et Avon HaEda. There's a big difference between the Avon HaKodashim, where there's something wrong with the Hegdash, there's something wrong with the Olim, and the Avon HaEda is a reference to people. So that's what I'm telling you. When it's talking about, yes, there is a Gzera Shava, but the Gzera Shava is giving you a general guideline that we're talking about something that has to do with the Tuma of the Kodesh. Now, where the Pasuk spells out, and we're talking about the Avon HaKodashim, so then it has to do with making the Kodeshim kosher. When the Torah spells out Avon Ha'eda, it has to do with being mechaper on the people who were nichshal because of that tuma. Therefore, where would that possibly be? A Torah who eats the basar that otherwise would have been roi for him, but is tamei. And that is the Seir Shel Rosh Chodesh Tanis Rabbi Shimon, and not the Seir Shel Rosh Chodesh dealing with Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, which always means the individual was tamei when he went into the Beit HaMikdash or when he ate. But now, so, okay, I mean, I'm ready to accept that, but you said that we have a Gzeira Shava. You said that we're going to learn out tzitz from, well, you said we're going to learn out Rosh Chodesh with tzitz, but I mean, we should be able to learn out Rosh Chodesh from tzitz and tzitz from Rosh Chodesh, since the Torah compares them with Gzeira Shava, right? So then if Migma Gemira Mihadadim, we certainly agreed that there is a basic connection between these two. So why don't we say that the Korban of Rosh Chodesh, yes, I understand it would be mechaper on the things that the tzitz is mechaper as well. So mechaper to Rosh Chodesh adidei. So let it be mechaper to Tor, she'ochel as HaKodesh. Like you say, I accept the argument. I'm just wondering why you say it's only mechaper on a tamei she'ochel. I mean, a Tor she'ochel as HaTamei. It's mechaper on that, but it should also be mechaper on whatever the tzitz was mechaper. So if, I mean, so you'll say, who cares? There's a tzitz. What if the tzitz was broken? So nafkamina lechem nishbar tzitz. If the tzitz is broken, and now there won't be a kapora on oilim that became tamei, and now you brought that carbon, so now you're going to have to bring the whole carbon over again. Comes along the Torah to say, ah, but we have this Gzera Shava, that if it's Rosh Chodesh today, and you bring a, what you didn't find out about it until Rosh Chodesh comes along, that Rosh Chodesh carbon of the Sawyer is able to be machshir a carbon the same way that tzitz was machshir a carbon. Because after all, avon avon is a Gezerah Shava. And it's not up to you to decide where to apply the Gezerah Shava. So we should say that the Seir Shel Rosh Chodesh, in a case where the tzitz was broken, would be able to be mechaper the same thing that the tzitz was mechaper, the Avon HaKodashim. No, Can't say that. Because remember that the Seder Shel Rosh Chodesh, where it says, Ota Natan Lechem Laset Et Avon Ha'Eda, that Ota Avon Ha'Eda, not Avonot Ha'Eda. So that means it's only coming to be Mechaper Avon Echad, who knows say. It allows you to get away with that and it's Tehillah on you. But Ein Lo Se Shnei Avonot does not have the ability to be Mechaper on itself and also on the Tzitz. Okay, so let me ask you the other thing. I'll ask you the other way. You said that the Tzitz is the learned as a Gzeresh Shava to the Seder Shel Rosh Chodesh. Why can't the Tzitz be Meratza for what Rosh Chodesh would be Meratza on? So why don't we learn out that the Tzitz would be Mechaper on, yes, Karbanot Teretame, but it should also be Mechaper on a Tahor that was Ochal Tame, the same way that Rosh Chodesh is. You'll say, well, what's the difference? I have the Seder Shel Rosh Chodesh to do that. No, there's a big difference. Because, I mean, you've got a whole month till the next Rosh Chodesh, right? So if somebody was nichshal in eating as a tar, he was nichshal in eating Bosar Kodesh, so then that would mean that the tzitz would be megin on him, would be tailor him, and or actually would maybe complete the kapara on him. He doesn't need the next Rosh Chodesh. So that would be the Nafkamina, a tuma that came between Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Omar Kra, you forgot the other word. It says, V'otanatan lecham laset et avon. There's two drashas over here. This korban, and only this korban, meaning this seder of Rosh Chodesh was given you to be able to be mechaper the Avon Ha'eda. But there is nothing else, including the tzitz, ein acheret nosei avon ze. So the most all you're able to do is to learn out the fact that the seder of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on Basar Tameh. That you can learn out from the tzitz. Basically, the pasuk limits you from taking that any further by having these two specific words, ota, meaning only this carbon is mechaperit, and avon, there's only one single avon that it would be mechaper. Rav Ashi says, I think I have a simpler approach to this whole thing, and I could tell you, it's quite clear that you're not going to be able to switch the carbon of the Rosh Chodesh to do what the tzitz does, and you're not going to be able to switch the tzitz to do what Rosh Chodesh does, for the very simple reason that if the Torah defines as part of the Gzeres Shavah itself a distinct use of the very word that is the Gzeres Shavah, you can't fool with that and say, well, let's extend it to the other one. Because each one, when it comes to the case of Rosh Chodesh, it says Beferish in the Pasuk, Avon Ha'eda. And that means, as it says, Ha'eda. Doesn't say Avon Eda. So that means it's only the particular way that we're looking at this issue, the Avon Eda, not Avon of Kodashim. And by the tzitz, it does the same thing in the opposite direction. It says, it says, Vayam Etzach Aaron, and Vinas Aaron at Avon HaKodashim. Doesn't say Avon Kodashim. Kodashim is Dafka Kodashim and not Eda. So we don't need to examine all of those other drushes. Okay, so now I know very clearly that the Seirei Rashi Kodashim are Mechaper, according to Rabbi Shimon, on a Tahor She'achal Satame. But now you blew the whole beautiful drusha that we had before, darn it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in which we had defined the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh being able to be mechaper on something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and this is the Sa'ir LaHashem. And now you're telling me the Sa'ir LaHashem actually has nothing to do with Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. It has to do with the Tar She'achal Satame. So now we have no basis for the other thing that we said, which is that the Sa'irei HaRegolim are able to be mechaper on Ein Bo Yediyah Lo B'Tchilo Lo B'Sof. Now, how does Rabbi Shimon know that? If Rabbi Shimon breaks the whole beautiful chain that we had that connected the Se'irim of the Regolim to the Se'irei Rosh Chodesh, so he's left out in the cold. So ask the Gemara, so now how does he know? Ashkechan, we see his shita about Se'irei Rosh Chodesh. Yes, yes. They're mechaper Tor Sholach HaKodesh. But now, how does he know that the Se'irei HaRegolim are mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav she'ein b'yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof? Now the whole thing is back where we started.
Rabbi meant Torah She'achal Satame.
I thought that's what I said, but what can you do? So erase that and replace it with Hagos Barnea. Thank you. So how does he know that the Sirei Aragolian, since he can't learn them out, obviously, from the Sirei Rosh Chodesh, since Sirei Rosh Chodesh itself is not Bechaper on the Dinim of Tumas Migdash Mikadoshim, how does he know that they are Bechaper Tumas Migdash Mikadoshim, Sheima Yelo Yediyah Lo Betchilo Velo Besof? Because that, Rabbi Shimon said, you know. That is, as we mentioned earlier, that there was going to be a drosh of Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, who explained how does Rabbi Meir get the idea that all of the Seirim could end up being Mechaper on all of the variations of Tumas Mikdash Mikadosha. So we mentioned before, it's that extra vof. It says in each one of the Seirei HaRegalim, U-Seir Echad, L'chatat. Okay, so then that would be the same way I know it, says Rabbi Shimon. Just like Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina says later on, that Seir could have been said, and instead U-Seir is said, and that combines them all to be the same, linking, because Vav is always a linkage to what was before. So, Halchinami, I say Rabbi Shimon, I feel the same way. Seir could have said in each one of these Seir, instead it says Uzeir, and that would mean essentially that all of the Seir Aragolim, wherever we've got one of these Vavs, they are compared to all of the other Seirim. So you'll say, okay, but what good does that tell you? None of the Seirim, according to you so far, is known to be Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedosh. Well, let me finish, says Rabbi Shimon, hold on. So that would mean that they would all be compared to the Seir Rosh Chodesh, right? So here's what I would say. I would say, just like the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, you're right, I know what you're screaming. It's not Tumas Mikdash V'Kedosh, but it is Tumas Kodesh, right? So it's B'milsa de Kodesh. It has to be a kapora of a type that is going to be affected on specifically something that has to do with Kodesh, right? Just bear with me for a minute, says Rabbi Shimon. So that would mean that Seir HaRegalim would have to be dealing with something of Kodesh. Okay, let me finish and I'll explain to you what I mean. Now, you're going to say, well, I mean, something of Kodesh. Something of Kodesh could mean that they're also going to be Mechaper on the same thing that Rosh Kodesh is Mechaper. And maybe they're only going to be Mechaper on the Torah Shel Asa Kodesh. I know you're going to ask that. So if a Chi Tema, you're going to tell me, let them therefore be compared to Rosh Chodesh, and they will be Mechaper out of Rosh Chodesh, meaning only on a Torah Shel HaKodesh. You can't say that. Aha. You can't say that. Why can't you say that? Because we proved before from the Pasuk. Ota. Remember, Ota Natan Hashem. Only the Seir of Rosh Chodesh was given for this purpose to be Nosei Avona Eidah. So don't try to tell me that the comparison to the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is that they're all going to do the same thing as Rosh Chodesh. The Torah says obviously that that's not true. Now, taking the Ota into consideration, it means Ein Acher Nosei Avon, this particular Avon of Tahar She'ochel Zatame, is not going to be Mechoper with anything else. So you'll say, okay, fine. So it won't be Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav that Ein Bo Yediyah Lo Betchilo V'Lo Besof. But I mean, there's lots of other choices. You said Kodesh. All right. So not the Kodesh of Tahar She'ochel Zatame. How about the Seir of Rosh Kodesh being Mechaper? Mechaper Adi Yom HaKippurim, it should be Mechaper the same way that the Seir HaNaaseh B'Chutz. Remember, the Seir HaNaaseh B'Chutz of Yom Kippur is one of the Seir HaRegalim, right? It's in the same list. Yes, it appears also in this week's parsha as the Seir of the Eidah and so on, but the bottom line is that Gemara learns out it's that same Seir. It's the Seir that's listed in Pinchas as the Seir of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So, fine. Then if you want to say it's not going to be the same as the Seir, of Yom Kippur, not going to be the same as the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, so then it should be the Seir of Yom Kippur. which would mean that it would be mechaper exactly the same thing, which is ein b'yadia b'tchila v'yesh b'yadia b'sof. Where do you get the idea that there's this brand new kapora, which is called ein b'yadia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof? Now, the way that Reb Yehuda was darshaning it, Reb Shimon, that was so nice, where ein makir ba ela kadosh baruch. I mean, man, I can relate to that. But how do you know that it's referring to that at all? It's much more reasonable that it should be like the Soyer HaRegolim of Yom HaKippurim itself. Ah, man, I knew I would trap you with that. So you were going to ask me that, right? So you're forgetting something, aren't you? Because remember the Achat Bashana, the remember when it came to the Soyer HaPnimi, the Pasuk specified Achat Bashana. So that teaches us that Kaparazu Lote Ela Achat Bashana. It says that the Soir on Rosh Chodesh is only on Yom Kippur, that Kapora comes once a year, only once a year. Now, if you want to tell me that all the Seirei HaRegolim are going to be Bechaper, that Kapora obviously is no longer once a year. So it can't be that. Okay, so now tell me what it is. Go ahead. Tell me what it is. Huh? Right? So am I Bechaper? I'm asking you. You tell me. What do you think it's Bechaper on? Is it mechaper on yesh b'yadia b'tchila v'yesh b'yadia b'sof? No, because that's the korban ol v'yorei. Okay. Is it mechaper al sheyesh b'yadia b'tchila v'ein b'yadia b'sof? No, that's the seir anase b'fnim v'yom ha-kippurim that we learned in the Mishnah, that is a teila. And since it says achat b'shana, we can't use that as being the thing that the seir of the regalim are going to be mechaper. Okay. Is it al she'ein b'yadia b'tchila? How about that? No, because that we learned that the Sura Nase Bechutz, and it is together with the power of the Kapar of Yom Kippurim itself, is Mechaper. And remember, there were two times that it said Achat Bishana, and from there we learned out that itself can only be Mechaper. That Korban is Mechaper for that. So what's left? That's what I'm telling you, says Rabbi Shimon. You have no options. You know it's a given that it's going to be something that has to do with Kodesh because of the fact of the Vav comparing it all the way back to Rosh Chodesh, okay? And we know it can't be the same Kapar as Rosh Chodesh because it says specifically Otar. We know that it can't be any of the Korbanos that you're high, any of the situations of Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Tchila V'Ein Ba Yediyah B'Sof or Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Sof, because either you're going to be chayav a korban olav yored on it, or you're going to be chayav, you're going to be mechuper with the Seir Naseh B'Fnim. So there's nothing left. And al korachacha, so now you're stuck. Now you have to admit that I'm right. Ein mechaper, el al she'ein bar yediyah, lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, QED, and that's the end of it, says Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, we now have two completely separate parashas that have to do with understanding the nature of the kapora of the Seir Rosh Chodesh, and that doesn't bother me in the least. I still am able to distinguish between that and the case of the Seir HaRegolim and learn out Seir HaRegolim. Wave to Abba. Hello. There you go. Okay. Wonderful.
So this is what happens when you've got the upgraded version of Zoom. It's the RR version, real Rebbe V, RRV, real Rebbe version. Get your upgrade today and he will be visiting you too.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you, Bezrat Hashem. Wishing you a happy 28th. 4 whole weeks. Oh, boy, we better get to work on that Shavuos stuff, huh? See you then. Kol tov and b'sorot tovot.